Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, September 6, 2023. Stand up for your country. Public disorder. It's the third biggest issue in the upcoming presidential campaign. First is the economy. Second is illegal immigration, you know, being overrun now on the border. Third is public disorder. Now, that affects all of us. Even if you live in the mountains of Montana, the Bitterroots, or you're up in Maine near the Canadian border, public disorder affects you. Might not understand how, but it does. And if you live in a large city, then you see it every day. Public disorder at this point in history in America is a progressive issue. The progressive movement has caused the public disorder. There is no two sides to that story. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. All right, Philadelphia, progressive town. Okay, Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw has resigned. Okay, and immediately she was hired by New York City and state to be the head of the Port Authority. Perfect. So under Ms. Outlaw, property crime in Philadelphia is up 23%, car thefts up 105%, and retail thefts 34%. Philadelphia is out of control. It's not her problem exclusively. It's the DA Larry Krasner, a far-left nut. He's a nut, all right? And he will not enforce the law. But Outlaw went along with it, okay? So she rode the crime wave up. She's out, okay? She comes to New York. Perfect, because New York City's police commissioner, Keechent Sewell, has quit too. That happened some months ago. Did not get along with Mayor Adams. She's gone. So grand larceny in New York City up 19%. All other crimes are on the rise except for murder. So the NYPD is doing a good job driving that down. But property crimes in New York, way up. And most people don't even report them because they know the police not going to do anything about them. There are police under siege. There are 10,000 officers fewer than there should be in a city of 8.5 million. The police, you know, if you get ripped off, nobody's going to do anything about it. Criminals know that, and so do the victims. They ain't going to bother. So in St. Louis, another insanely progressive city, the DA there, Kimberly Gardner, was fired by the state attorney general. She's out. Why? Carjacking St. Louis up 325%. 325%. Robberies up 28, shoplifting 5, on and on and on and on. I'm not dealing with violent crime here. I'm dealing with property crime. Okay? San Francisco, you already know. Chesa Boudin recalled by the liberal voters in San Francisco, booted out. San Francisco, you can't even go there anymore. Robberies have increased this year 17%. Motor vehicle up 12%, on and on and on and on. Can't walk the streets. San Francisco. L.A., according to the National Retail Federation, is the worst city for retail theft. Probably in the world. Because other countries enforce the law, most of them. Not here. Not in L.A. So Capital One, all right, the bank card, estimates that $87 billion is stolen from retail outlets every year. Okay, you see the stat for 2022. The average shoplifter is arrested once out of every 100 thefts. So you have a 1% chance, if you shoplift, of being arrested. 9%. Of American adults shoplift. I mean, it's insane. Okay, why? Because they know nothing's going to happen to them. Flash mobs. All right, this is a West Coast thing. It's going to spread all over. So in Home Depot, L.A. County, flash mob went in, stole $5,000 worth of merchandise in full view of the staff, customers, walked in. Seven masked thieves stole everything they could steal. No urgency. Just took it. There it is. I didn't even run it. Okay? Threw it into a van, drove away. Nordstrom. This happened last week. Two thieves, man and a woman, stole $4,000. Okay? And Nordstrom's in Irvine. That's south of L.A. No arrest for the robberies. No arrest. Okay? Can't find them. Nobody knows there's a getaway car in Irvine. You can't find them. Anybody looking out there? Anybody? So I got a letter, said, O'Reilly, we like the No Spin News. We like your news operation. We trust it. Anybody else doing what you do? All right. Independent and covering the news in an honest way. And there are not many, but one of them is BernardGoldberg.com. And, you know, Goldberg and I have known each other for centuries. I mean, and we go back to the Mongol Empire. But I go to BernardGoldberg.com, and Goldberg puts out commentary, as I do, and I read it, and it's usually measured. Sometimes, you know, it's loopy, but most of the time it isn't. And what caught my eye was that Goldberg, who we usually use on media stuff, is very outraged about this flash mob business. So I wanted to bring him on. He joins us now from North Carolina. Did I introduce you properly?
You did, and thank you for that. But I am outraged. I'm outraged like millions and millions of people out there are outraged. Look, we survived the Great Depression. We survived two world wars. We survived 9/11. Thugs who go into stores and take whatever they want, they're not going to bring us down. But society as we know it is beginning to unravel. As you know, Bill, great civilizations in history no longer exist, and our society is beginning to fall apart for all the reasons you just mentioned. When you could walk into a store, steal whatever you want, and there have been thieves since the beginning of history, but when you could steal whatever you want, no police to arrest you, no progressive DA who's interested in prosecuting you, so there's no jury to convict you, no judge to sentence you, no prison to put you in, no freaking nothing, no consequence at all. That's how societies begin to unravel. And if we don't find the courage, if we don't find the courage or the leaders with courage to put an end to this real soon, this is going to unravel even more, and we won't recognize, as bad as it is now, we won't recognize the America that we live in.
There's no doubt it's going to get worse before it gets better, but it's the fault of the people when you really strip it out. So last November here in New York, we had a gubernatorial election between an unbelievably weak leader, Kathy Hochul, who's the governor, and Lee Zeldin, a conservative Republican who promised reform and to crack down on crime. Hochul won. Hochul beat Zeldin. Okay? So that indicates that as bad as public disorder is in New York City, and it is bad, okay, the voters in New York, they don't care, Bernie, whether it's unraveling before their eyes or not, because the majority voted for Hochul.
You're right. And here's proof that I'm a bad person. They elected these idiots. They have to live with these idiots. Not my problem. But let me say this about the looting issue, because liberals look the other way about looting, about street crime, about the mess on our southern border, which you listed as, I think, the second issue Americans are most interested in. But let's just play pretend for a second. You're not going to see this, by the way, the looting videos on CNN or MSNBC, because, as I say, liberals don't like to talk about this. But let's just pretend that the looting wasn't going on in Chicago, but in South Dakota or North Dakota or Montana or Idaho, and the looters were all wearing big red MAGA hats. Oh, liberals would suddenly be very interested in looting and street crime and people throwing each other on subway tracks in New York City and things like that. They're only interested when it isn't people that they're afraid to point out that are looting. I'm being vague, but you know what I'm talking about.
Well, African-Americans,
everybody listening,
everybody knows that African-American young males commit proportionally the majority of crimes in this country. But African-American innocent people are far and away the victims of the crimes.
Exactly.
So the liberals want to help minorities, but they really don't want to help minorities.
Look, and as you have correctly said, I saw you saying this, and I nodded my head in agreement. Some progressives say, well, they're poor. You know, they're depraved because they're deprived. They're poor. But most poor people are decent Americans. Most poor people are decent, hardworking Americans. And it's there's no limit to white liberal guilt. There's no limit to that. And that's why they look the other way when people are looting in Chicago or St. Louis or even California. They look the other way because they know who's doing the looting. Shelby Steele, the black intellectual from California, very bright guy, called it good racial manners. These liberals and progressives are showing their good racial manners. They're saying, no, we're the good ones. We're not racist like, you know, O'Reilly and Goldberg, you know. We're the good ones. And what's going on is precisely what you said. People are being victimized in poor neighborhoods. Poor people don't like this. I would even say most mainstream Democrats don't like what's going on. But until they join people like you and me and the people watching us and say, we've had enough of this. We can't watch America continue to unravel, because there's going to come a time when it unravels and it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah, it's too late to bring it it back together again. But I'll submit to you that in Chicago, the worst for minority victims, because most of the crime in Chicago is centered in the black ghetto neighborhoods south of the city, they elected an even more liberal mayor than Lori Lightfoot. Go ahead.
If you look at the voting, who voted for who in that, yes, black people voted for the black mayor, Brandon Johnson, over a white candidate who was tougher on, said he was tougher on crime. But it's the higher end, higher income progressives in Chicago and in New York who elected Bragg.
Adams and Bragg.
No, Bragg. It's these high end liberal, I'll call them elites, who think they're doing black people a favor.
Yeah. I don't know how they can think that when you got little kids.
Black progressives.
No, you got little kids being
black community.
You got little kids being done. You got a 60-year-old black woman on a subway track being beaten with her own cane. So
right.
Look, these people who you're talking about, these elite Upper West Side Manhattan people, they're despicable people, by the way. They are. And I mean, they're not good intentioned. They're haters. They hate me. They hate you. They hate Trump. They hate anybody in the conservative Republican side. But they know what's happening. They don't care, Bernie. They don't care. So they can cloak it under a nobility or virtue seeking. But everybody knows that a 60-year-old woman being beaten almost to death on a subway track, and the cops let the guy go. Did you know that? Cops let the guy go. They had him and they let him go.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he had a rap sheet, a violent rap sheet, and he let him go. Now, because the New York Post, which is the only vehicle in New York that covers local news responsibly, because they put it on a front page, now the internal affairs looking at the cops. I don't, you know, I'm not trying to come down on the cops here. The cops know if they make an arrest that of a minority, they got to defend that arrest all day long and they could get in trouble. So looking the other way is an option. But let's get back to the big picture, disorder. When the voting bloc African-Americans continue to vote for the progressive people, whether they're black or white, it doesn't matter. They continue to cast that ballot. They're voting against their own interest. And
yes,
that is the truth. Last word.
It is the truth, and they also have the support of those high-end white people, high-end economic white people on the lakefront of Chicago and the Upper West Side of Manhattan, who are, again, showing what Shelby Steele calls their good racial manners.
Yeah.
You say they're horrible people. They're not looking out for black people. You know what they're doing? They're looking out for themselves.
That's right.
They're saying, look at me. Look how good I am.
Look how good I am.
I voted for the
Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, the Washington Post. All three of those cities are public disorder unlimited. Yet all three of those papers, okay, applaud the progressive movement. And they're not what they used to be. And people don't really listen to them anymore.
Right.
But it's disgraceful. And I don't know. I mean, all we can do is present the truth, which we do. But if the poor minority community in America doesn't wake up, this is going to continue and nobody's going to stop it. And that's the truth. BernardGoldberg.com. I recommend it. Go in there, cruise around, you know, make fun of Bernie. He's got a little place where you can make fun of him. That's my favorite part of your website, making fun of you. And we appreciate you coming on. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right. So Americans are fleeing the places that are most disordered. Here, according to Allied Van Lines, the moving people are the top outbound states last year, 22. Illinois, number one at Chicago, California, New Jersey, Michigan, Pennsylvania. Okay, those are the five states where people are moving out. Here are the five cities they're moving out. New York City, number one, getting out of there. Anaheim, California. San Diego, California. Both of those places are not progressive, but they're liberal. Chicago, Riverside, California, which is a suburb of L.A. Here are the top inbound states where people are moving. One, Arizona. Two, South Carolina. Three, North Carolina. Four, Tennessee. Five, Texas. All red states. Here are the top cities. Tucson, on the border. Sarasota, Florida. Charlotte, North Carolina. Austin, Texas. Nashville, Tennessee. Out of all of those, Austin, Tennessee is progressive. Austin, Texas is progressive, sorry, Tennessee. So you see what's happening here. President Biden. You know, I don't hate him. I don't. But he is harming this country. So the only thing he did today was make some remarks written for him about maritime stuff. Nobody cares. So all Biden did was come in late. They handed him a script. It's on a teleprompter. He read it. And then he went wherever he goes. Jill has COVID, so she's in Delaware. I don't know what he does. He take a nap all day? I don't know what he does. Okay, but he doesn't have anything on his schedule. We do it every day. Nothing. This is your president. Okay, there's a new... Biden's trying to... He knows he's in trouble. Everybody knows Biden's in trouble. Okay, low approval rating. Country's going the wrong direction. He's got nothing going. Except that he distorts things. So the NFL season begins tomorrow night. TV. The Biden people are going to take advertising, a lot of it, millions and millions of dollars out, try to convince people, $25 million ad campaign, to convince you or the NFL watcher, okay, that Biden's doing a good job. Here is an ad we believe is going to be run or something close to it. Go.
They said millions would lose their jobs and the economy would collapse. But this president refused to let that happen. Instead, he got to work, fixing supply chains, fighting corporate greed, passing laws to lower the cost of medicine, cut utility bills, and make us more energy independent. Today, inflation is down to 3%, unemployment the lowest in decades. There's more to do, but President Biden is getting results that matter.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Okay, so inflation is 6%, not 3%. And the key stat about the economy is this. You know, very simple. You know I'm a simple man. All right, I said this to Sean Hannity today on the radio, and that's posted on BillO'Reilly.com. Simple man. Here's the only economic stat you need, because all the economic others are going to be distorted, not just by the Democrats. Republicans will distort them, too. This is the only one you need. Okay, real wages. That's spending power for people who work for a living in America. Under Biden, they're down 5%. Under Trump, they were up 9%. This real wages, okay, taking into account COVID, all of that, okay, 14% swing. That means you have 14% less to live your life. That's it. That's all. Simple man, keeping it simple. Federal deficit. Now, I know your eyes glaze over. Nobody cares about the deficit. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. But it's my job to bring you the true story. So the deficit every year is what the government has to borrow to cover spending. Right now, the government has to borrow $1.6 trillion as of today. That'll go up to $2 trillion when the federal fiscal year ends in October. So we're $2 trillion in the hole this year under Biden. Okay? That's added to the debt, which is now about, what, $34, $35 trillion? And people go, ah, it doesn't matter. It does. It will. So Biden's a massive spender. Massive. And these stats come from fiscaldata.treasury.gov. Right? Next year, the debt's going to be, the deficit's going to be even higher because Biden is spending so much money to buy votes. One of the reasons that the minority community supports the progressives is that they get entitlements from them. So I guess it's worth having their neighbors shot dead in the street for the increased food stamp allotment. That's the calculation. Okay. Corinne Jean-Pierre, look, her job is to be a propagandist. Everybody knows it. Republicans the same way. Okay? So she's asked about the deficit. Go.
The president has a real plan, as we've laid out multiple times, to reduce the deficit. And we don't see Republicans having a real plan. And so the deficit has fallen by more than $1 trillion under the president.
That's not true. She took the COVID deficit when the government was spending massive amounts of money for vaccines and to send checks to people who couldn't work. That's the baseline. So, of course, the deficit under COVID exploded. And she goes, well, he's cut the deficit by a million. No, the deficit is going up this year and next. See the propaganda thing here? And she doesn't. I don't know if the woman even knows. I've never seen a woman in an interview where the interviewer challenged her in any meaningful way. She doesn't do that. Okay? I'd love to sit down with her. Wouldn't you like to sit down? All right, Trump. New poll, CNN, 1,500 respondents, 32 Democrat, 32 Republican, 35 Independent. Fair poll. Question, which of these statements comes closest to your view about the criminal charges against Donald Trump? Trump is facing so many criminal charges, largely as a result of his own actions. All right, this is for Republicans only. Only Republicans could answer this question. 14%. Trump is facing so many criminal charges as a result of political abuse of the justice system. 61%. It's hard to say 25%. So you got an 86% Republican plurality not blaming Trump for the charges that have been lodged against him. That pretty much solidifies his nomination on the Republican side. So I'm not going to predict it now because other things could happen. But if the convention were tomorrow, it would be Trump by a landslide on the Republican side. Proud Boys. So this is a radical right-wing group. Its leader, Enrique Tarrio, 39 years old, Miami, Florida, sentenced to 22 years in federal prison. He was convicted on 6 counts of seditious conspiracy. All right, the prosecutors were able to show that Tarrio said he wanted a spectacle on January 6th, and he celebrated the attack on the Capitol after it happened, giving the Proud Boys credit for the riot. That's what the jury convicted Tarrio on. He will have to serve about 18 and a half years. You don't get early parole in a federal system. Now, a lot of people think that's too much. Prosecutor wanted 33 years. I say this. I'm not going to second guess the jury here because I wasn't in the courtroom. It'd be unfair of me to second guess the jury. You cannot have people, groups, whatever, with influence, with access to the internet, as the Proud Boys had, fostering rebellion against the federal government or the state government. That's sedition. So this is a message, all right? It's a message. There have been 1,000 federal prosecutions against rioters. Now, again, Enrique Tarrio was not there. But there was enough evidence to convince the jury that he was fostering this, encouraging this, and was glad it happened. Okay. Smart Life. Fascinating story. So if you are a concierge member to BillO'Reilly.com, you are anonymous for everybody except me. Okay? So nobody knows what you write to me, and you can write to me directly. So we have a woman in Florida who has cancer, all right? She's in bad shape. And she submitted a claim for about $1,000 to an outfit called Champ VA. It's military insurance that she holds, all right? She has breast cancer. And Champ VA won't pay the claim. And the woman says, I have the policy, I qualify for it, they won't pay. Okay, that's what concierge members do. So she asked me for help. So we check out Champ VA, all right? And they have a very poor rating from customers. 1.6 out of 5. That's big red flag right there. Problems at Champ VA. They are based in Denver, Colorado. They are associated with the Veterans Administration. It's an insurance outfit, okay? But the complaints are incompetence, rude staff, whatever. The woman, we asked her, send me the names of who you're dealing with at Champ VA. Okay, so she sends them to me, but she only has first names. Doesn't have last names. Makes my job almost impossible. I don't know who's turning her down. I don't know who's being rude to her. I don't know who Tammy is or Lenny. I don't know. You have to get the full names of people you're speaking to about any kind of financial irregularity. You have to. She didn't. So we go right to the top. Champ VA, Denver, Colorado. We can't get anybody on the phone. Nobody. We're going to continue to try to get the woman what she is entitled to. But if I had names, then I could go in harder. But I don't. Because most people don't understand how to deal with people on the telephone. First thing you do is ask for the person's name. If that person refuses to give you their last name, you don't do business with them. You don't do business with them. Now here, it's a little bit more difficult because the people running Champ VA, again in Denver, and the woman lives in Florida, okay? We can't get them, all right? We can't even get the name of the person. They have a post office box, 469063 Denver, Colorado. Now this is just off the chart awful. But the poor woman, the concierge member, didn't know that. When she signed on with them, she didn't look at the customer reviews. So the reason I'm telling you all this is two reasons. Number one, if you are going to buy anything, you've got to know who you're dealing with. You've got to have names, got to have contracts, all of that. And number two, if you are a concierge member, and you should be, and you run into trouble, okay, I can help you most of the time. But not unless I have all the information. Okay? Now, we're not going to give up on this. We're going to try to get the woman the money. Perhaps this exposition now will spur this. If I have to, I'll go to the head of the VA and say, what the deuce is happening? If she lived in Colorado, this woman, and remember, she lives in Florida, she could file a claim against this Champ VA, a lawsuit, small claims court or with the state of Colorado. But because she's in Florida, she could still do it, but very complicated. Okay. I feel terrible because, I mean, a woman is in bad shape and she needs help. All right. There is an organization called the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Free speech organization. Did a study of 248 colleges to find out which universities and schools are the worst for free speech. Guess who's number one? My alma mater, Harvard. Number one. Got a zero score on a 100-point scale because they're persecuting it, Harvard. Nine professors and researchers punishing them for what they've said or written. Okay? And if you're a student at Harvard and you say anything that somebody doesn't like, you're in trouble. Here are the others. University of Pennsylvania, University of South Carolina, very surprised at the University of South Carolina. Wow. Georgetown, not surprised there. That's woke central. Fordham University, where my daughter went, very surprised. Both Georgetown and Fordham are Jesuit-run schools, and the Jesuits got to wise up. Skidmore College, very liberal, upstate New York. Northwestern in Chicago. Duquesne, another Catholic school. Dartmouth, surprised, Dartmouth. University of Texas, Austin, not surprised. Here are the best schools. Michigan Tech, Auburn, University of New Hampshire, Oregon State, Florida State, University of Virginia, Texas A&M, George Mason, University of North Carolina, Greensboro, University of Colorado, Boulder. Wow. Boulder, really liberal, but they're on the best for free speech list. So I hope that helps if you're looking for colleges. This day in history, September 6th, 1620. The Mayflower takes off from Plymouth, England on the south coast. 102 passengers, most of them Puritans. Okay? The King James was persecuting Puritans because they wouldn't join the Church of England, Henry VIII's church, the Anglicans. So the Puritans said, we're getting out of here, going to the New World. Okay, 66-day journey, harrowing journey. They land in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Where they were supposed to land was Virginia. So they were a little off course. They get there in November, all right, and it's freezing. Half of them die. Okay? But the other half survives thanks to the Native Americans. Now, I write about this voyage in the upcoming book, Killing the Witches. Okay? I put you on the Mayflower. You are on the ship. Where do you see what happened on that ship, on that journey? It is absolutely incredible, and I don't use that word with any hyperbole. That Mayflower voyage, I went, when we were researching it, I went, whoa. And then the Puritans, remember, they weren't pilgrims until much, much later. They were branded pilgrims. They're there, and a bunch of them go up to Salem. Okay? And that's what Killing the Witches. You know, we start with the Mayflower. We actually start in Scotland where they're executing a witch. Then we go to the Mayflower. Then we go up to Salem because the Plymouth people were so crazy, the leadership there, that a lot of the people either went to Providence, okay, Roger Williams, or they went to Salem up northern Massachusetts. But when they got to Salem, all hell, pardon the pun, broke loose. So this is the basis of Killing the Witches. And then we go into Benjamin Franklin and then modern day witch hunting closes the book. That book will be out, Killing the Witches. Let me see the cover again, please. On September 26, 3 weeks. Order it on BillO'Reilly.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Bix & Mini, all of that. Going to be a big bestseller. If you re-up or sign up for Concierge Premium Membership, get the book free. Okay. I got a good final thought about my conversation last night with a Democrat friend of mine. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. Back in a moment. All right, let's get to the mail before we get to the final thought. Doug Snyder, Hendersonville, Tennessee. Bill, keep mentioning that Michelle Obama is the only one who could win the Democratic presidential race if she wanted to. How is that even possible? There's no way she's qualified. Well, 8 years first lady. I mean, Donald Trump didn't have any political experience, right? So qualification is not going to be a problem if Michelle Obama decides to get in. Sue Perkins, Denham Springs, Louisiana. Mr. O'Reilly, as a citizen and frustrated voter, please help me understand how, as citizens, we can stop this corrupt White House, Department of Justice. I vote as much as I can, but this McCarthyistic system is so dangerous to our freedoms. Voting is the only way. I mean, you can get involved locally in Louisiana politics, do that. But our system's set up where every 2 years for the House, every 4 years president, every 6 years for the Senate, you cast the votes. And same thing in your states. You got to get rid of these people, these progressives. Got to go. That's it. Randall, concierge member, term limits will happen at the same time a balanced budget happens, which will be when hell freezes over. All Democrats and 9% of Republicans never stray from the party line. It's true. I don't think term limits are going to happen. They don't want to give up their power on Capitol Hill. Bruce Rizzo, Bruce forgot his town. Name and town if you wish to opine. But I'm going to use Bruce's letter because it's a good letter. Sir, that's me. Is it not true that a parent is legally responsible for minor children if they break the rules or damage property? Don't parents have the responsibility to protect and raise their children to adulthood? How can they effectively do that if a school insists on keeping them uninformed? They can't. Absolutely right. Parental rights, the progressives want to cripple parental rights. They want the state to raise the kid. Takes a village, right, Hillary? Margot Freer, Medford, Oregon, absolutely right about having friends, Bill. I'm 82 years young, still keep in touch with three high school chums. Also have weekly, monthly lunches with friends. And it has worked out very well for me. Okay, Margot, you keep going. I have friends from 4 and 5 years old. Guy used to run BillO'Reilly.com. I went to first grade with him. Did a good job. Okay, we got Fall Madness. So you can get Killing the Legends, Killing the Killers, and any mug of your choice, a bundle for $42.95. I mean, that's a great deal. So Fall Madness is here. And then word of the day, do not be a coxcomb. COXCOMB. Love that word. Back with final thought. All right, here's the final thought of the day. So I'm out to dinner last night with a couple of friends. One of them is a Democrat, not a loon. Okay, not a loon at all. And we're discussing the Democratic Party. And I said, are you going to leave it? Oh, no, I'm going to stay. I said, all right, but you know that the Democratic Party is not what it used to be. It's run by progressives. The money to generate political activity all comes from Soros, from Hollywood, all of that. And the progressives control Joe Biden. They control the agenda. If you're a moderate, you don't have any say at all. You must know that. Didn't push back. Didn't. Because he's smart and he knows. However, loyalty to party, Trump's, pardon the pun, and I think that if Biden ran against Trump, this guy would vote for Biden. He knows, but he's loyal. I don't hold it against him. It's America. I respect the sincerely held votes. A lot of people are loyal to their party, whether Republican or Democrat, they're loyal. But to me, I'm a registered independent. I want a problem solver. I want honest people in there. And as I said yesterday, it's going to be a rough autumn for Joe Biden. And you stay here and tell your friends, BillO'Reilly.com. It's easy. It's far and away the best news analysis program in this country, and you know it. Okay. So thank you for watching and listening tonight. We will see you again tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.